This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The first weeks of the new Trump administration may be leading to some workplace discussions about government policy and politics. Let's turn to an expert on etiquette to get some advice for how you handle it in the workplace. Melanie Broyles is founder of Etiquette St. Louis, and she joins us now. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to help.
How
this is
often?
A problem.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask how often you get questions about this.
I would say that the questions certainly rise around an election, and certainly now where I think the news is firing at us nonstop all day long. Things are changing during the workday, right? Even things are coming up during the workday. And so I think I'm getting more questions right now, but certainly during an election period, the questions come up, the relationships become fractured, and things get a little more interesting for sure.
Do you see a difference between maybe younger people in the workplace and older people in the workplace, how they handle this?
So yes, it's interesting. I see that the generations kind of in the middle are a lot more flexible with this, and they sort of understand how to navigate it. I think as we've been around a lot longer, we start to feel like we can share whatever we think and let the chips fall where they may. But I also think these younger generations coming into the workforce are being told by influencers, talk about it, let the chips fall where they may. If we talked about it more, maybe we would learn how to do it well. And I disagree.
Let's talk about the repercussions of discussing your politics in a business setting.
You know, it's interesting. I see with businesses where you are sales driven, where you have clients, I see what, you know, even if we're just posting on social media or if we're being open about our political views and we say something negative about one of the parties or candidates or policies, you have a coworker that you need to work with or a potential client who decides they're uncomfortable with you or maybe they don't value your advice. Wrong on both sides, right? It's not necessarily one side or the other, but I certainly think that it can have repercussions on sales, on the bottom line, on relationships and on future contacts and resources that you might have.
If a political topic is brought up, a lot of times maybe there's some emotion tied to that. How do you politely get out of those conversations?
So I like to tell people that if you are naturally funny, if you are naturally humorous, you can say, you know, this is, you know, the best of both worlds or the worst of, you know, vote for the best of the worst or whatever. If you can naturally tell a joke and get yourself out of it without hurting feelings, sometimes that makes it a little bit more comfortable. I don't love the idea of telling people that you are not comfortable talking about politics with them. Because you're literally saying to somebody who thinks you are comfortable with them that you can have this talk, that your relationship is not as strong. So I actually encourage us to avoid it. But if it comes up, I encourage you not to say anything negative about either side. The assumption that we know what somebody thinks and feels has often been proved wrong.
What if you don't want someone to assume that you feel the same way they do?
Wow. I think that I think that what's tough for me is that that might include you putting them in their place or making sure that they know how you feel. And I would challenge somebody who brought that up to this. What is your end game, right? What do you hope to accomplish by this? Do you want to encourage the relationship or do you want to discourage it? And I do think some people are much better at this. For example, somebody might say, you know, I feel really differently about that, but I love that you and I can talk about this and remain professional. Something along that might be helpful versus that need to put someone in their place or prove that they're wrong and you're right or vice versa.
I had to note that you worked in human resources for a number of years before you founded Etiquette St. Louis. At what point do you ever see these situations get to, for example, the HR level when it comes to political discussions in the workplace?
I think that it will reach the HR level when two people can't work together anymore. And I think that that becomes a challenge. And what I would do if I were, you know, in that role, I would sit two people down and say, look, this is great that you think differently, but I would tell you both to be professional. You know, I shared with you a quote that said, everybody, it doesn't matter what your job is, has to be a professional. And being professional is how you show up and how you treat other people. It doesn't matter if you have to wear a suit to work or scrubs or you're in a manufacturing setting, but being a professional means that you don't have to like everyone, but nobody should know who you like and who you don't like. And so I feel like that need to put somebody in their place, that motive has to be taken away. Otherwise, it doesn't end well for anyone.
Does it come down to the mission of what you're doing in your workplace being the primary thing instead of those personal issues?
100%. I mean, we've always said, you know, people love that quote. It's not personal, it's business. I don't love the quote because my business is very personal. But I would say that if we're focusing on our job, that likely means our company serves people of all political beliefs and it serves people on all sides of policies. And I, for one, would never want to eliminate 50% of my potential customer base because we had a disagreement about some type of an issue like that. And I think that businesses need to remember that. And I think their employees need to remember that. They're going to have a diverse group of employees and they'll have a diverse group of customers. And we want to connect with them, not look for ways to disconnect.
What happens if you're asked to attend a political event by a coworker or even a supervisor?
I think that you could either say, I would love to go, or you could say, oh gosh, I've got plans that night, or that's just not an event I'm interested in. Thank you so much for thinking of me, versus a, what have you got to be kidding? So I think there are some polite ways to say that. And even if you feel like it's important for them to know that that is not something you believe in, I think there is a very polite way to say, oh, I'm so sorry. That is not an event I'd be interested in. I hope you have a good time. Thanks for thinking of me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
End of it.
What happens if these come in the form of a text or an email from a coworker expressing a political view? Is there a different way to handle it than maybe an in-person conversation?
So I don't love, when it comes to controversial topics, I don't love responding with a text or an email. I think that those are opportunities to pick up the phone because we lose things like tone and facial expressions and somebody's true concern, and something can come off really disrespectful. So I really discourage you from doing that. To me, if something like that came in and I could not resist the temptation to respond with something other than, oh, no, thank you for thinking of me, then I would pick up the phone and just say, hey, I'm not really interested in that event, but I really appreciate it. They can hear the tone and the empathy or whatever in your voice that helps them to know that you're not mad or the relationship hasn't been changed. So I would stay away from those in any way if you can when it deals with conflict, differences of opinion or personality.
When it comes to that networking piece that you talked about, you know, and for a lot of professionals who may recently have been moving jobs a lot, what can happen if, you know, you burn those bridges at that workplace and then you're trying to network in the next place?
You know, I love, you know, that we're in St. Louis, and I often say that St. Louis is a very small town. And, you know, when you've grown up here and you've been here a long time, somebody always knows somebody that you interacted with at your last job. And maybe the new job doesn't care and that doesn't matter, but the fact is your client base, right? You could have a client that talked to somebody at this other job. I would tell you that relationships matter, and that the way we handle our business and the way we handle our relationships, whether it's the beginning of them or the end of them, can have long-standing implications in our career. So I would say that we want to build those relationships. We want to think before we speak, post, and act. But I would say burning bridges, especially in a community like this or in an industry where people talk and they know everyone, I think that it can have severe effects on your opportunities going forward.
Melanie, are there any further pointers that you would give our listeners when it comes to this topic?
I would tell them that politics, it's personal. It's personal to a lot of people. And when you are in the workplace, things that are personal that don't affect the outcome of your job or your daily operations should really stay out of it. Build those relationships. Look for things you have in common. And the things that will create conflict should stay out of the workplace. I think it'll help you and your company be far more successful.
Melanie Broyles, founder of Etiquette St. Louis, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.